Ah, thanks, Dan. Thanks, Colleen. Love singing that song. Wish we could sing it more often than this Sunday. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Your physical body is amazing. It is. The body that you've been given. Someone said it's getting old. It's still amazing. Go with me for a moment on that. Feel your heartbeat. If you can feel it, it's beating. I'm pretty sure everyone's is beating here. Look at your fingers. Now look at your fingers. Do you know what's going on between that moment, feeling your heartbeat and your fingers? There are thousands upon thousands of red and white blood cells that are traveling through your veins like trucks on a superhighway. And those white blood cells, red blood cells, are going down big roads and they take small routes to bring goodness to the rest of your body. And they actually take away the trash, so to speak, that isn't so good in your body. That happens. Think about, now I won't have you do this, but think about running in place for 60 seconds. I won't have you do that. But imagine how your body operates when it does that. You realize when you run in place, every part of your body is participating in that running motion. Now simply inhale. Think about the oxygen that is coming to the cells within your body, bringing health and goodness. Now exhale and think about all the toxins or poisons that are going out of your body. Your body, your physical body, is amazing. It's so complex, given to you. The things that your body does, the eating and drinking and sleeping, the cooling and the heating, you don't even have to give a conscious thought to. It just happens naturally. Now, think about the church. In some respects, the church is called a body of believers. I believe in the communion of the saints. It's coordinated, and it is a unit that does amazing things. In our text from Revelation chapter 7, it calls the church a great multitude, too numerous to count. That's the big picture. That's the body, the church. Now, what I'd like to do here this morning is take you in at a microscopic level to show you what the church does and how you participate in the church, this big body that does such amazing things, that is so coordinated and united in its purpose on this earth. Here's what, in a small scale, the church does. Rick, if you can go ahead and move the slide here. The church does this. One seasoned saint mentors somebody that's new in the faith, in the church. By seasoned saint, I don't mean someone who's perfect, and it doesn't really mean that you have to be a certain age level. It just means that you take on Jesus' perfection and his holiness. But what it means is this, is that you stick with someone and are committed with someone through a four-stage process. I want to talk about here this morning. Here are the four stages. The senior seasoned saint takes on someone to mentor. They do four things. I do, you watch. I do, you help. You do, I help. You do, I watch. That first stage is an important stage. That's I do, you watch. Isn't it exciting when you're doing something for the very first time? There's so much confidence and enthusiasm and excitement when you're kind of new at doing something. I remember the first time that I went fishing, I had fish eyes. Do you know what fish eyes are? That means you think you're going to catch everything that's out in the ocean, that it's just going to jump on your boat automatically and the process is going to come really easy. Can it be that way when we join a church for the first time? Or maybe you remember the first time that you became a Christian. There was excitement, enthusiasm, confidence that all things are possible. But at that stage, what is important is to sit back and watch someone who's seasoned. Isn't this what Jesus did with his own disciples? At stage one, Jesus came in Mark chapter 1 to his own disciples and he said this, "Come, follow me." And Jesus did a whole bunch of things. He did miracles and he taught and he took care of those who were hurt. And you know what Jesus basically did? He said, "Watch me. Don't do it yet. Watch me. Be a sponge." But the church is not strengthened if it stays at stage one and it's stuck in "I do, you watch." The church is strengthened when it goes to stage two, which is this. It's from "I do, you watch" to "I do, you help." The seasoned saint allows for the newbie to kind of help in some degree.